Thank you, Pam.
All right, Daniel, take it away.
All right, well, I'll just open up real quick by saying how grateful I am to the Vikings organization, all the coaches, the whole staff, and everybody welcoming me in, taking a chance on me, and I'm thankful to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this amazing opportunity that's ahead. I can't wait to join the team and begin the next journey for them, which is, competing for a Super Bowl. Excited for what's ahead, and can't wait to get started. But, just very excited and feel very blessed to be the position I am today and to have been drafted by such an amazing organization.
Daniel, heading in, did you figure that you were going to get drafted at some point?
Yes, we figured we were hoping fourth or fifth round. It's a little more difficult sometimes to tell with being a kicker, because obviously you don't typically have backup kickers, and so it's more of which team needs a kicker, and there's sometimes only four or five teams that are really looking to draft a guy, and so we were hoping fourth or fifth round. And Minnesota and, Coach Prefer had worked me out and privately after the combine, and, they had shown some interest. So I was secretly hoping that, such a great team and competitive team would maybe give me a call here soon. And obviously the fifth round kind of went away, and it was a big surprise when they traded up. Just super exciting for me and my family. Just kind of taking it all in still at this point.
How many other private workouts did you have for teams?
I had five private workouts total. Miami, the Seahawks, New York Giants, and Cincinnati Bengals were the other four teams that worked me out. I had quite a few teams reach out to me saying that they would have worked me out had they not, been confident in me already. And that some teams didn't want to show too much interest just because they wanted to hopefully maybe sneak up on somebody in the draft. So, but it's, like I said, it's always tough to tell as a kicker and a specialist, kind of a unique position already, but especially in the draft. So, just extremely excited that the Vikings, gave me the call, and I'm just excited to be a part of the team.
Have there been any disadvantages just from the simple physics of being such a big kicker with long legs?
Yeah, there's, it's not your typical kicker body build, I guess, but there are advantages with having longer levers. And for, people that kind of understand golf and different sports where having a longer club or whatever it is, you get more force just by simple physics. To what you're kicking or hitting, whatever it is. Those are the advantages. That helps a lot with kickoffs, longer field goals, all that stuff. But then, you have to also be trying to be consistent. And that's sometimes where a smaller guy has a bigger advantage because he has less long levers to move. That's something I've worked on very hard over the years is making sure I'm consistent and smooth so that I can be as consistent or more consistent than any other body size.
We saw you hit from 56 this season. What would you say your range is?
It's tough to say, but, depending on altitude and weather, obviously Minnesota is indoors, which will help a lot. I've hit quite a few kicks from 50-plus over the years. During private workouts, we backed it up to 65, made those. I was kicking in Colorado, which is where I've been for the draft the last few days. And, with the altitude here, I was hitting from 75. So, it depends on the day, but, I think I feel confident from 60 and in. And then, from 65 and in an indoor setting, if I'm hitting the ball clean, I think that's, that's something that I can do pretty consistently. It's more about accuracy at that point.
Now, typically kickers don't get a lot of attention at the Senior Bowl, but it sounded like there were a lot of people checking you out down there. Did that kind of give you the impression that you were going to be going somewhere here in the early middle part of the third day of the draft?
Yeah, you know, I think I had a great Senior Bowl week. You know, I had multiple kicks, I think two kicks from 58 yards on two different days where they cleared the uprights by a very good amount. So I think that gives you a little momentum with scouts and coaches and media, whatever it is. So I think we had a pretty good idea coming off of three solid seasons at Auburn. You know, the first ever three-time Groza finalist, which is voted on by former kickers and coaches and a lot of different people that kind of know some of the you know, ins and outs of kicking that may not meet just the stat line. And so it's, you know, I think I've proven myself over those seasons and then had a good Senior Bowl week of practice especially. And so going into the combines and having a good combine and a private workout, we had a pretty good idea and we had some confidence, but, you know, you're still praying hard and waiting. And, you know, like I said, how things turned out and how they traded up, it was really just a wonderful surprise for me and my family, and we can't wait to head over to Minnesota.
When you worked out for Prefer, what sort of feedback did you get as far as like what he likes about, you know, your kicking stuff?
Yeah.
Maybe some things he wants you to work on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was probably my favorite workout, honestly. Just, you know, he has so much knowledge about the kicking game, about what coverage unit and what, you know, obviously he's done an unbelievable job over the years with that. And so how that kind of helps my game and what we can do to, you know, help the team win. And that's obviously the goal. So we were able to watch, you know, game film and practice film together from my years at Auburn, talk over what happened at the combine, and then obviously work out and just work on some things, you know, see some different kinds of kicks and stuff. So it was a solid workout. He really seemed to like me. I really definitely liked him just as a coach and just as a person. So excited to get to work and continue to learn some from him.
Well, where and when was that workout with the Vikings?
And that was in Auburn. And that was my first of the five workouts in Auburn. I couldn't tell you the date, but it was, you know, a couple months ago, maybe.
Right after the combine.
Say that one more time.
Right after the combine.
The combine?
Right after.
So what happened?
The workout was right after the combine?
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, couple weeks after combine, if I had to say so. We had already, you know, been able to talk about the combine. I had a very good combine. I think we had a couple extra points, and then we did a 15 kick script, and I'd made them all. So, you know, very, very clean workout there, good kickoffs, and then to kind of solidify that with another private workout was, I think, something that, you know, just boost their confidence past just seeing what I did on film over the last 4 years as well.
What can you say about just being 198 out of 198 in college on extra points? I mean, that's pretty amazing. Did you ever have any that bounced in off the uprights, or were they all straight down the middle, or what?
They were all not necessarily straight down the middle, but you know, that's something that I took pride in is, you know, more of a focus thing when you're kicking. It's a 20-yard field goal at an extra point in college, obviously. But, you know, there were kicks that were tipped and, you know, not the operation wasn't always perfect every time, but obviously the result was, and that's what counts. And so, you know, a lot of that's credit to the line and, you know, the snapper and holder. I think on those extra points, my job is easy. It's just a matter of focusing, and I know at this next level, extra points are backed up a little. So it's going to take that much more focus. And, hopefully I can continue to keep that streak alive and take pride in, making sure I'm mentally locked in. And whether it's the, first quarter or the fourth quarter and we're up, 21 points, I still just want to stay locked in and, do everything I can to help the team every single time I'm out there.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Congrats.
Thank you. Can't wait.